It's actually a program that Congress set up back about 25 years ago. And the whole goal is to stimulate small businesses to develop new technologies in a wide range of areas across the government. We're obviously specifically focused on new innovations in the area of cancer research. So, you know, just as an example, we're trying to stimulate the development of new diagnostics, new therapeutics for treating cancer, new imaging technologies for being able to detect cancer earlier. And the whole goal is to develop new technologies that can be delivered to patients and improve cancer treatment and cancer care for patients down the road.
And this is specifically for small business? Why small business?
Well, you know, I think the primary reason is if you look at it, you know, small businesses are really the big generators of new jobs, but they're also they also tend to be where innovation comes from in a lot of cases. So NCI, the goal of NCI is to fund the, you know, promising innovations in the cancer field. Most of our funding does that through academic institutions and universities. The whole goal of the small business innovation research program is to help stimulate taking those innovations out of academia, transferring them to small businesses, and using this as a vehicle to help move those technologies forward and move them towards commercialization. So that ultimately, you know, that's the way new types of therapies, new types of treatments make their way out to patients, is if you can commercialize them.
How do you weed through that and decide what fits and what just isn't a fit?
That's a great question. So we've actually set up a center at the NCI whose sole goal is really to answer the kind of question that you just asked. Our job is to really manage this program as a whole, and one of the main things that we do is, you know, we go to all the key scientific and business conferences in the cancer field across the country, and we look for what we see as emerging areas in the field, emerging technology areas that are really promising, and whereby the NCI putting some funding behind it, we could really help stimulate the development of that particular area and really kind of move the field forward. So, you know, that just a couple of examples would be the development of, you know, new types of diagnostics which could detect cancer earlier, at an earlier stage, because if you can do that, you can the earlier you can detect cancer, you know, then you have much more of an opportunity of treating the cancer and bringing it under control.
We're talking with Michael Weingarten. He is the director of the Small Business Innovative Research Development Center at the National Cancer Institute. So then what happens after a grant is awarded? Does it then become commercialized? Is it then the property of the federal government? How does that work?
Well, actually, that's one of the great things about the program for the small business community is that the way the program is set up, we don't take any sort of intellectual property interest in whatever technology is developed. That technology is owned by the small business that creates it. So the government doesn't get any sort of royalties out of whatever product might be developed. You know, our goal is to stimulate the development of the new technology and to do as much as we can to help move that technology towards commercialization. So, you know, the other thing we don't do is we don't take an ownership position in the company. That makes it much easier for the company then to go out and raise private capital from the investment community and from strategic partners so that they can be ultimately successful in moving that new drug, that new device to commercialization.
Are these grants available now? Is this program up and running?
It is. So we have many different vehicles that companies can apply through. Companies can apply for grants through our program at the NCI. We typically have funding opportunities that have three different application windows. Those are typically in April, August, and December. And those are investigator-initiated grants where companies can apply in almost any area that they would, or where they're pushing a specific technology for it, as long as it's in the cancer field and it has a commercial opportunity behind it. The other sorts of opportunities that we put out for companies to compete for are the one that you mentioned a couple minutes ago. We just released a set of 12 different funding opportunities that are a lot more targeted, where we're trying to stimulate the development and stimulate companies to apply. And those are $8 million in new funding opportunities, cutting across areas including diagnostics, new imaging technologies, new types of therapeutics, and our goal is to get the best small businesses across the country to apply in those areas so that, we can really help stimulate and move the field forward. So those applications are actually due in November the 7th, to be exact. And if folks have an interest in learning a little bit more about the opportunity, they can just go up to our website, which is at sbir.cancer.gov, and get really all the different information on the funding opportunities and really also some helpful hints on how to apply to the program, too.
What response have you gotten so far? Have you gotten a lot of feedback?
Yeah. If you look at our program, I was actually just looking at this the other day, on an annual basis, we get about 1,500 to 1,600 applications total from the community. And all those applications go through a peer review process where they're reviewed by both academic and commercial peers who are experts in the field. They're scored, and then based on how well they score in peer review, then we make selections on which projects to actually fund. But we've seen, particularly since 2008, when the economy turned down, we've seen a real explosion in terms of the numbers of companies and new businesses that are applying to our program. SBIR really tends to be the first source of funding that many small businesses look towards when they're really just getting started out. And I think it's really been a lifeline for a lot of small companies who are developing really interesting technologies, but because of the economic downturn, it's hard for them to get access to funding. We're really, encouraging the most innovative small businesses to apply to the program, and those are the companies we want to fund.
Well, the economic downturn is hitting federal agencies, too. Are you able to balance these grants with the tightening of the budget belt?
Yeah, it's, at the NCI, our budget has been, it's been somewhat flat over the last several years. So our funding has not gone up, but at the same time, it's been very stable. So our budget annually is about $110 million. It's been within a couple million dollars of that over the last 5 years. So, it's a competitive environment, but if you've looked at what's happened in the private sector, particularly in areas like venture capital or, other sources of funding, we're really probably the most stable and reliable source of funding that's been out there for the small business community. And that's why I think the program has so much interest, and really why it fills a gap and a funding need that a lot of companies have. I think it's really a primary source for moving innovative technologies that can really help cancer patients down the line forward.